This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While Congress tries to figure out what it wants to do with the Iranian nuclear deal that was worked out last month, there are real economic issues on the line, both for Iranians in Iran and the potential lifting of Western sanctions on them, and for the close to 500,000 people of Iranian descent who live in the biggest Iranian community outside that country. It's an upscale part of Los Angeles that locals sometimes call Tehrangeles. Marketplace's Andy Euler went out for a look-see.
I'm walking down Westwood Boulevard, and I duck into a little market in Delhi called Tochal. The market's manager, Todd Kodadadi, meets me at the door.
We are in the Persian Square, the middle of the Persian community. Most of the businesses here is that they have like Persian sign, and also, obviously, we live in the United States. They have the English sign, too.
It's a pretty opulent part of the city, with jewelry shops and travel agencies at most intersections. There's even a Bravo reality TV series, Shaws of Sunset, that follows this set of Iranian-Americans in Los Angeles. Todd worked in computer software when he lived in Iran 15 years ago. He says nowadays he makes his living selling Persian stuff to the Persian community. A lot of his products used to come directly from Iran. Now they import similar products from different countries in the region that aren't under sanctions. Todd tells me he can still taste the difference.
The best zafran is in the world is from Iran. Best pistachio in whole world is from Iran. Mulberry, the best one is from Iran. We have similar kind from the Afghanistan, but still, I can tell the best one is from Iran.
Next door is Damoka, a three-story warehouse stocked to the brim with Persian rugs.
You can see that carpet is $250,000. The red one is $250,000.
Alex Helmy moved to Los Angeles from Tehran 40 years ago for school. After he got done, he took over the carpet business from his father. He hasn't been able to import Persian rugs since the tightening of sanctions in 2010. While Todd gets the goods for his market by dealing with other countries, Alex deals around his import problems by selling secondhand carpets. The most expensive one in the warehouse will still run you $250,000.
The Persian carpets are the treasures of the world. It's like diamond. It's like art.
But what about his market share? Won't more people get into the business if they can import these rugs?
There's not going to be more people doing it. But the people who are already doing it, they would have an open supply. You see, right now, whatever we sell, we cannot replace. But when the doors opens up, hopefully we can replace them.
In fact, he says if he could get new rugs from Iran, there might be an opportunity for him to open a shop there.
Yeah, so the price right now, as we speak, the prices are in inside Persia is much higher than inside United States. We might consider selling our carpets there.
As I continue down Westwood Boulevard, I see some young Iranian-Americans snapping selfies next to a shop that advertises Persian pizza. Many in the area tell me this is exactly the sort of thing you might see walking the streets of Tehran. There's a bookshop on the corner that's been here since the early 1980s, and it houses Kitab Corporation.
This company is a publishing company, publish Iranian yellow pages, Iranian pocket yellow pages.
That's the company's founder, Bajan Khalili. He proudly tells me Kitab was the first company to start translating and publishing titles in Persian in America.
I publish more than 500 titles. Also, this company provides information to the Iranian community free of charge.
We start discussing how he ended up here, how he immigrated soon after the Iranian Revolution, and then...
I got a call from Iran.
Khalili's been in Los Angeles for almost 40 years now. But as he gets up from his desk and shouts some instructions to his employees in Farsi, it seems pretty clear. Being from Iran translates to more than just a language or a zip code. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.